answer. And it depends upon this, we develop a special equanimity. So these are the two different methods, which are the means for developing affectionate or pleasant love.
But the name is that Benata, you want some men, and then you did some book. See, you find a lot of things, did you put the meal at the carousel? Then I'm also on that, critical to send. Yella, and you want some party, and we are. Yeah, so Gasa is it. Gasa is it. Get the woman. Get the woman. Jabo. Yet the woman, Tell her, and then Tavashuna, Dungamana, Tavashuna, Gawache, Mashuna, Sena, Mundu, Machimu, Dugas, Dungamana, 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 Dung
If we don't develop a pleasant love, then the great compassion will not come. We won't be able to develop it. We have different ways of reacting to the various types of people that we meet, that we come in contact, that we have relationship with. For example, those who are we're very close to, those we love, those we like, they appear very pleasant to us. And due to this pleasant appearance, we develop a caring for them. And to the degree that we care for them, to that same degree, we're going to have affectionate love for them. We're going to develop this pleasant love for them. But on the other hand, those people who we don't like, our enemies, for example, they appear unpleasant to us. And when we see them undergoing some difficulty, some suffering, not only do we not develop any compassion that we think may they not suffer, but we even go to the extreme of thinking, oh, may they suffer even more than they're suffering now. And on the other hand, a third possibility of a stranger or a neutral person, they also do not appear pleasant to us. And so when they have some problem, we can't develop a caring. We simply have an indifference to their problem. We don't like them, so we remain indifferent.
Nice.
So, you know, if we think about this, we can begin to identify with what is being explained. You know, we all have the people we like, and the people who are, we experience as very pleasant. When they're sick, we react with sometimes that we can't even eat, we can't sleep. This is a result of our caring for them. On the other hand, those who are enemies, those we don't like, when they're undergoing some difficulty, some pain, then we think, oh, may they even have more pain than that. On the other hand, those who, a stranger, a neutral person, someone we neither like nor dislike, when they're undergoing some pain, some difficulty, we would say, oh, that's too bad. And then we don't seek to benefit them at all. We just leave them. We have indifference. This is our experience. We all know about this, that these various different ways we have in relating to people. That toward one, that who we care about, when they're sick, we can't even sleep, we can't eat, we go through a lot of pain. To those who are our enemy, then we even, when they're undergoing some suffering, some difficulty, we wish them, may they even have greater pain, more difficulty. And toward the stranger, that is to say a neutral person, we simply say, oh, that's too bad. And we feel an indifference toward them. So how does this different way of reacting come about? There's different degrees of involvement. It's all due to, if we examine, it comes about due to the quality of pleasant love, how they appear to us, due to the degree of caring that we have. If we're going to develop great compassion, we have to develop the mind which desires to separate from suffering all beings. Therefore, we have to equal out this aversion and attachment that we have. If we don't equalize, separate ourselves from the aversion and attachment, there's no way that we're going to develop the equanimity necessary to develop an awakening heart.
Yeah,
So we have these different ways of relating with these three types of people. Those who we like, this liking comes about because they appear pleasant to us, the quality. Therefore, in liking, we care. Those who do not appear pleasant to us, who appear unpleasant to us, we have a dislike. Not only do we not care, that we wish them even more difficulties. So there's this discriminative quality. The way we can recognize the difference is to the degree that beings appear pleasant to us. In dependence upon appearing pleasant, we feel a closeness. It is due to the force of this closeness that when someone is happy, that we feel a sympathetic joy in what they are experiencing. On the other hand, it's due to this closeness that when they're undergoing difficulty, we feel a sympathetic suffering with what they're undergoing. So we're talking about the quality of closeness. The ultimate closeness is the ultimate model for closeness is the relationship with our mother. But this is why in the tradition of Atisha and Chandrakirti, that the mother is used as the basis for the eventual development of pleasant love, because it is the mother to whom we have the closest relationship. It is used as the model. If we proceed through the tradition of Atisha and Chandrakirti, recognizing all sentient beings as our mother, remembering their kindness, wishing to repay them their kindness, we will, as if by themselves, by itself, automatically, by its own power, we will develop affectionate love by developing this feeling of closeness using the model of a mother. And it's due to this reason, the closeness of the relationship as a mother, that the mother is seen as the source, this model of relationship, as for affectionate love or a pleasant love.
Tā
So in Tibet, the mother was held in great reverence. She was very important. From the point, you know, if we take it from the context of Dharma, it is the Lama, the spiritual master, who we have the ultimate closeness to. Within the world, in general, it is the mother who is who we have the ultimate closeness to. We take as the model. Therefore, in the various texts explaining the methods of generating the pleasant love, it is first we make use of the mother as the basis, recognizing that all sentient beings are our mother, remembering the great kindness of our mothers, and developing the wish to repay them their kindness. So the meaning of closeness, you know, it's a very important. It comes about through what brings us the most benefit within the spiritual practice, within the Dharma. It is the Lama is the spiritual master is held most precious. And why is that? Because of the benefit within the Dharma practice, that is the spiritual master who shows you the path. And thereby, by showing you the path, you know, initially we're almost, as far as the Dharma is concerned, we're very stupid. We're like sheep. You know? And without having one to show us the path, there's no way to achieve Buddhahood. So the Lama is held most precious within the context of Dharma because he shows us the way to, or she shows us the way to attain Buddhahood. But in the world, it is the mother who is the held most precious. When we're born, she teaches just to even say ah. We're very stupid again. We're like a calf, a newborn calf. We have to be cared for. The mother extends goes through a great deal of trouble for our benefit. It is through her all the difficulties that she endures and all the kindness that she shows us, that she extends to us, that we now are the adults who we presently are. It is from this point of view that it is the mother who is the greatest kindness from the point of view of the world, that we take her as being the most close. So mainly we're going to discuss the method of exchange of self for other, as set forth by Shantideva, in initially developing the equality of self and other from the point of view that everyone wants to be happy, that no one wants to suffer. This is going to be our main discussion. What we have explained briefly just now is the method of developing pleasant love according to the great Atisha. So we have about 10 or 15 minutes left, and we'll use the remaining of the time to answer questions. So there is a difference in the degree of power by making use of these two methods in the development of pleasant love. We actually develop a more powerful pleasant love by using the latter, that is, equalizing and exchange of self for others, rather than the method that has been explained, recognizing all sentient beings as mother, remembering their kindness and wishing to repay their kindness. Nice. So if you would like, we'll spend maybe 15 minutes, 9 o'clock or 15 minutes answering questions.
Could you translate that it is possible for migrating beings, including animals, hell realm, to develop an awakening heart and therefore to become a bodhisattva?
Rikchuk Ganga, Jonji Gisim, Kewa Yore, Dundo Pena, Dundo Keton Karare. So the Doitzen Karisagya? Doitzen? The Dodi? Trung? The Ming Karare? Ming? Can the Doi Ming? So it's difficult to, animals can generate the awakening heart. They can develop an awakening heart. It's difficult to establish by reasoning, but it is that there's scriptural authority within the sutras where the Buddha said that nagas, or dragon beings, have developed the awakening heart. And this is used as the source for saying that animals can develop an awakening heart.
Nice.
So these beings who were eventually born as Nagas, they had a lot of predispositions to having cultivated the awakening, the methods for the awakening heart in the past. And so when Nagarjuna, he went to visit the Nagas, and he gave them many teachings on Dharma, and many of them attained the awakening heart. And you notice in pictures of Nagarjuna, there are he's umbrellaed by Nagas. So you're saying that couldn't it? What does it refer to? Couldn't it mean?
Rupa Shai is saying that even like a nugget.
Yeah.
But when it says that even animals and lower beings can develop the awakening heart, like it says in Shantideva with insects and mosquitoes and things, doesn't that also refer to their potential?
The penant Shiva La Penant Junjuk Nana, the Buddha, Buchung Chung, the Chandisim Kiwa Nupiyode, and Lula Jonjikisim Kiwa Yode. The Ngune Kiwa Rebe, young men of the Kiwa Mupa, the Tsam Rebe.
The Nipa Dere.
The Nupa. And the Moneke were your bed, Zedilla, and Boo, Boo Chung Chung.
No, my shop, Posha, Chumbo, and his young air, Chavala and Bulchin, the day Yarisro, the day in a court, Yadaji Chino, there's the Jana, and Colonel, Metun Chijavanozi, aim to Yaris.
Young to get away. So it refers to both the ability. Is there, for example, in the case of an insect, to develop an awakening heart, there's a potency, but also that if there were great predispositions, latencies implanted, then if someone were to teach, explain to that insect, it could develop an awakening heart, just like adding water to a seed, it develops, it germinates.
Does that mean that it would be kinder to other insects?
It would know about things about the separate. Display those characteristics, like a dog would be a kind dog that helps other dogs. Ki de la ninja chempo, katan chempo, katan chempo, katan?
Katan. Katan ninja chempo ma xe na katan chempo, chempo de san jie riba. San jie riba, ma mong bu xie cari, ma mong bu xie cari, katan chempo xie ta riba.
Ma. Ki kirang, jong ju sim kie. Kie ne? Ki kirang, jong ju sim kie. Ki gyu la. Jongji sim ke. In Kena de ki de la katan chempo yorebe. Ki la ki katan chempo de denba rebe. Katan chempo yorebe. Ki de la. Ki. Jongji sim yore. Katan chempo yorebe. Katan. Sewa yore. Yore. Katan yore. So, you know, I mean, if a being can develop an awakening heart, they must have, previous to that, kindness, caring, love. So the dog would have all of these qualities.
But it would know that it had these qualities.
Would it know it? Kide, 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 jongji sem kena, soso, kide, soso, ngadi jong gi sem yun de yure re ha ko gi be na la jong gi sem yun de ha ko gi be so he would know that he had an awakening heart.
Yeah, he would know the difference from having an awakening heart from not having awakening.
Dile kidela jong gi sem yu me la kya pa ha ko gi be kidela
jong dile jong gi sem e bo kono
yeah he would So, I mean, he has developed the fruit, he has developed the crop. So, even though externally it may appear to be a dog, internally he realizes the qualities of awakening heart, that he understands that he has these qualities. As compared to what?
As compared to a mosquito. Excuse me. We always get things to mosquito.
Kind of mosquito kind of Dutong. Ki. They need no ne. Jongju ki sem kewa. Tunken. Sida chewa re. Sida chewa. Dutong ki. Deni ki none. Jongju sem kepa. Goka. Tunken. Kagi chewa re. Jongju sem kewa la. Dutong ki ni none. Sula di nupa chewa yurbe. No, nupa chewa. Sula yure.
Koni sa ombo nana di nipa chigres.
Ombo So, between a mosquito and a dog, the one who has the most ability to generate an awakening heart would be the clever of the two of them.
When Rinpoche was talking before about whether or not a person is great vehicle practitioner, as in respect to the awakening heart, was he talking about the spontaneous wish, the spontaneous awakening heart, or the one that's possibly generated in session time?
The Tekchenpa Yimin La De Tse De Jongju Sim Yimin La. The Jongju Sim De De Such a member? Such a member? Jongju Sim? Such a. The Batsu Jepa. Such a. The Nika. Nika Rebe. So Min. So. Here it was referring to spontaneous, non-artificial, that is the effortless awakening to heart. So, the artificial awakening heart exists before one attains enters into the great vehicle. For example, when the between the stages of developing great compassion, exceptional resolve, and up to the actual entrance where one can generate, one has a artificial awakening heart, but through habituating oneself to that artificial, it becomes spontaneous or effortless, and then it becomes actual, and one enters into the great vehicle.
But this is this can be reversed. I mean, can a person lose that?
lose the awakening heart. The Jonjugisim Nyamba Yurbe. Yes, it can degenerate. So in the case of those lesser intelligence, through having met with a spiritual master, having received the explanation on the development and seeing the benefits of an awakening heart and cultivating it, they develop an awakening heart. But they are not able to engage in the vast activities of the offspring of the conqueror, that is to say, of Bodhisattva. And because through the feelings of frustration which arise, they think, oh, I can't do this. I can't free all sentient beings. I better just get out for myself. I'm going to free myself from cyclic existence. Their awakening heart degenerates. Yes. Dolphins. I don't know the word for dolphins. I can say fish if you like. But dolphin. I don't have my dictionary. if you have a picture? If I don't understand. You ever asked the question, do dolphins have? Okay, and then what is the question? If I describe that, what is the question?
Do they have an awakening heart because of the altruism, kindness?
Can they have an awakening heart?
No, I have that.
Technically, that's not a correct question.
Well, it is, because they've got rich inside the
being. Which one?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. The Simchenchi, Rick, Nyarik. Dolphin circuit. Dolphin. Dolphin? Rick chick. Dolphin. When the Nyala, Nimbo Shirare. Nimbo. The Duwatan. Nimbo. Jongbo. Jongbore. Nyade la, dolphin la, jonji gisim yurbe.
Nyade.
Mixare, jombo shirare. Nyade la, jonji gisim yurbe.
Jombo yana si jonji sen yabi chaya yabi yabu kumaris.
Nasa. So just because a being is clever, intelligent, doesn't mean it has awakening heart. So if they have a kind heart, then it's possible that they could have an awakening heart.
without being a Buddhist, can you
attain Buddha without being a Buddhist?
How does she
Is that the question?
Zemling nana de katin shoots chimpo
dendem mi yore katin chimpo dendem mi mambo yore ya konza de namasan gave him namasan gave him mayepa ninje chimpo dendem konza mi mambo yore mi denso jonju simple de Namasan gave my empa. John Ninja Chempo than Demba me de John Jusemper of there. The John Jusemper Namasan gave in Jiminji Kurve. That's So the we have to actually train in the awakening heart. If we don't train in the awakening heart, we will not develop an awakening heart. Therefore, but one does not necessarily have to be a Buddhist to train in developing an awakening heart. But one has to train in it to develop it. But to train in it, we don't have to be a Buddhist.
Not enough to practice.
So we'll stop there. So on the... back of page 2 on the on the right side, the bottom. So we'll continue that question in the future. Gongri ra we ko we shin kam de ben don de wa ma lu chun we ne jen re zi wan din zin ya su yi sha pe ti de pa du ten yu ji de wa de nyu du da la Kepa nyampa me pai kane kondu pilwal.